Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda. This is Dr. Rhonda Waters, president of the Mutare Group and Mutare Hypnosis, where we help clients reach goals that matter to you. Our office is located at 60 State Street, Boston, or we work by Skype. You can find out more information about us on mutarehypnosis.com. That's MutareHypnosis.com. You can find out ways to work towards staying motivated, toward weight loss goals, academic goals, stop smoking goals. Hypnosis can help with life, work, career issues, any stress levels you have. If you don't sleep properly, hypnosis can help without any medication interferences because, well, there's no medication involved. That's one of those challenges we face in today's society is mixing and matching of medications. You don't have to worry about that with hypnosis because there is no mixing or matching. And what if you have mental control to change the way you've been behaving in the past? What if you have the ability to do those things without actually taking medication, which might be complicated to balance or manage for whatever situation you're in? Something to consider, you can reach us again at mutarehypnosis.com or by phone on 617-266-3057. We offer free phone consultations to walk through a process and see if maybe we can help you. We have that discussion ahead of any bookings or anything else that occurs. We tell you how hypnosis actually works. We actually discuss lots of issues that a person might want to work on. But it's one of those challenges that anybody can face in the real life is sometimes we need to learn something so we can make positive changes that allow us to make the differences in the lives of the people who are around us. I was watching a program this morning where they were discussing someone who lost 100 pounds in the last year. She had some family situations that she lost her job, what have you, so she went to live with her mom for a while. And her mother was quite heavy at the time, but she was able to see the potential impact that being overweight might have on her. So she was able to, at that point, to, decide she wanted to do something different. So she was able to actually make the change. So she is down over 100 pounds. We have with us insurance agent who is an expert in how to organize filings and putting together proper coverage for people. One of the areas I find folks struggling with in their reaching their goals is often associated with savings they can make from other areas. So what I call, and I put up on the Facebook site and on LinkedIn, legacy spending charges. We have with us today Tina Sutherland of G&N Insurance. Tina, you on the line?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just want to check because sometimes with this, the internet, sometimes things get go awry.
Sure.
Tina has a certification that some folk may or may not be familiar with, where she LUTCF. Would you tell us quickly what that means? Because it actually is pertinent to what we're about to discuss here.
It's actually with regards to life insurance. So it's basically when you're in the insurance industry, you have to attain so many credits every 3 years before your license renews. So while I was at Liberty Mutual, they had a pretty awesome incentive for doing that. I mean, they took care of all the expenses for that. And a graduation was through the American College in Vegas. So I was all about that.
Okay. Can't say I blame you for that.
But it's
my
just
point
basically
was,
extra. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the part of my point is that you have lots of certifications and all kinds of tests and examinations and certifications are required in the insurance field. So it's not something that a person can just walk into. There's lots of training and learning and things to be done. People understand that an insurance agent may have many broad areas of expertise, which actually goes into what I really want you to help people understand here in Massachusetts, is that people have different certifications, and as a result of those certifications, they can offer certain products to you that they have qualifications are allowed to offer them. If they don't have that certification, they can't offer those policies to you. Am I understanding that correctly?
The LUTCF thing is just really extra training on life insurance in particular. If you just maintain your licensing and do the typical like online accreditation, there's nothing like extra that I can offer by obtaining that particular one. But there are like, if a life insurance salesperson wanted to attain like their Series 7 or get into the financial aspects, then they have other products that they can offer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
On the auto and home insurance side, it's not there's really no, like, if you are licensed in Massachusetts, you can offer, you know, all of the products available, but it just really depends on your agency and what your agency has to offer. So some agencies might only have 3 companies, where at GNN we have over 20 carriers to fit somebody. So it's very rare that we have to turn away a customer.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up, because I didn't really understand it. And that's part of the process. I appreciate Tina helping explain to us here, is that some of us don't realize here in Massachusetts we're used to, in the not too distant past, we had regulation on the pricing of everything. So it seemed to us as clients or customers that we only had one size fits all. That's not true anymore in Massachusetts. Can you go ahead, explain that to us, Tina, a little bit.
Yeah, so, I mean, for years and years, for as long as, I mean, I think insurance has existed in Massachusetts, it's been all regulated, and no matter where you went, you would always get the same exact rate. But if you, like, belonged to AAA, or if you worked for an employer who happened to have a discount with a particular company, you'd get, like, an 8% credit off the annual premium. So when I was at Liberty Mutual, we targeted a lot of employer groups and had accounts that way. So we'd always, you know, basically win the business because we could save you some money. But about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, everything went competitive. So all the companies in Massachusetts, like the rest of the country, can set their rates however they want. Every April 1st, they have to file with the state and let them know if they're going to have an increase or a decrease. So that opened it up to so much competition, which is great for the agency side, because we have dozens of carriers to shop your rate around. And, you know, everybody has their particular niche that they want to insure. So, most people don't even know this. They think that your agent's going to do it for you. But they really don't. They just, you know, they just let it, you know, automatically renew. There might be a rate increase. You might even not see it or feel it. But typically over the course of the past 4 years since the rates went competitive, the rates have significantly increased year after year. It's people don't know that. I think it was an article in like the Boston Globe a few years back after we had gone competitive that 75% of the people in Massachusetts haven't even shopped their auto insurance. So,
and I confess to being one of those people. I had the same insurance agent for years through a professional group I belonged to. He retired. In fact, I've just been paying my money to this same group without any thought about it. And another time for Truth in Advertising that I know Tina Sutherland through another professional group that I belong to, and she was telling the group about the difference in Massachusetts insurance. And so I actually had her shop my insurance, and she was able to sort me out a significant savings, like several hundred dollars. So this led me to think, if I didn't know, that other people didn't know either. I mean, yeah, we should have read that Globe article a couple of years ago, but I suspect that amongst the listeners, people are going to download this. If you're in Massachusetts, you need to reach out to your insurance agent and find out what they can offer you. Tina, are you interested in doing a stare and compare for some people who might want to shop their rate around?
Of course, yeah. I mean, it doesn't hurt.
How can people find you? Give us your phone number or some way or email or however you would like people to find you.
Sure. So my best number to reach me on is my cell phone. It's 508-873-7793. Or email is Tina, T-I-N-A, at insurewithgn.com, which is I-N-S-U-R-E-W-I-T-H-G, like God, and like Nancy.com.
Okay. Because that was a simple phone call. That was a simple phone call. I got good information. I know sometimes people feel, well, I've already set up my insurance. I already paid my insurance off for this year. I'm not moving anything right now. And then we forget when the time comes and the paperwork goes out and we just fill out the paperwork. And I don't remember Tina's phone number or whatever. But I would encourage you to reach out now, even though you're not going to have to, you know, redo your insurance until, you know, January, because you can get some ideas or pricings. Or Tina can reach back out to you in November or what have you, so you can get the best rates at that time. So don't put it aside, you know, because if it's several hundred dollars you could be doing something with, I mean, over time, that could really be a big deal. So I want to encourage people to organize themselves. Even if they're just making a phone call or sending out the email saying you want to schedule a time in November or December to look at your insurance, that's worth the savings. You could get money back this year. I guess if your rate for this year would be lower, you could get money back. But is that how that goes, Tina?
Yeah, everything would be prorated if you decided to switch midterm. So they can't keep the money that you've already paid them if you're not insured with them. So that we take care of all that too for the cancellations. We send everything over to your current agent for processing.
What kind of insurance does your company handle?
We handle auto, home. We do have the ability to write life insurance and also commercial business. But we really target first-time home buyers. So we do a lot of partnering with realtors, mortgage brokers, closing attorneys. So we're there when the new buyers need to insure the home. We have all the paperwork in line for them to close properly and on time.
When we talked, you also mentioned the importance of or the opportunities that were gotten through what I'm calling bundling. I don't know if that's what you guys call in the industry, where you put all of your insurance together. What would that mean?
Well, for example, if somebody was to call me because they were referred to me from a mortgage broker, they're buying a new home, I'm going to, you know, definitely fit them with the best carrier for the, you know, with the best coverage. But it's also important to bundle and add your auto insurance to the package, because you get up to 20% savings on the homeowner's side. So it's always beneficial to look at everything as a package. And also, I typically can increase coverage on the auto insurance side and still save money. So if somebody was to buy a home, you definitely want to make sure you're covered properly on liability. So I usually increase coverage, save money, and bundle everything together. You know, 9 times out of 10, it's a win-win situation.
Yeah, I found it to be so I want to encourage other people to at least shop around their insurance and to reach out to somebody like Tina, if not Tina herself, and tell people again how they can get in touch with you, Tina.
Again, my cell phone is 508-873-7793, and my email is Tina, T-I-N-A, at insurewithgn.com, insurewithg, like God and like Nancy.com.
Okay. Thank you, Tina. We've got about a little over, about a minute and a half left. We've got 90 seconds left. Can you tell us a quick story of how you're getting somebody insured properly turned out to be a good thing for them?
I knock on wood, I haven't had any situations where my customers have had a major claim yet. Especially on the home insurance side, there's like, you never know with this crazy weather in New England, and you always want to make sure you have the proper coverage. There's been so many stories that I've heard that they didn't have the right coverage on their home insurance, you know, and the insurance companies won't pay it. So, for me, I just always add on, like for any carrier that we have, their top package, and make sure I review that and make sure people understand that they are covered for certain things like that normally might not be covered. So, thankfully I haven't had any major claims, but I'm confident that if anybody did, they would have the proper coverage at the time of loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's especially, as you say, with our New England winters, any number of things can go wrong.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure you're covered. So if you had those, like, ice dams or other things you had last week, you want to make sure you're flooded, you want to make sure you're covered, and not that you're having to pay thousands or tens of thousands of dollars out of pocket for something that should be handled better. So. I want to encourage people again to make sure they got appropriate coverage and that they're paying the best for the best coverage they can get. So, Tina, I want to thank you for being on with us today. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. Thanks for listening to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda.
Thank you.